This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, we're about to start texting tutor here for Paige, who is about to go to her high school reunion. There's a dude that's going to be there. She's known for years, obviously. She saw him in a grocery store a while back. Felt like there was a little bit of a something going on there, but dude was engaged. Well, long story short, the fiance that turned into the wife, divorced. So now he's available. She wants to reach out and say, just make connection before the reunion. So how do we do that to where it's not so awkward? I think we came up with, hey, blank, it's blank.
Hope got you your number from blank.
Right.
Hope you don't mind. Okay, you ready, Paige? Are you typing?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Come on, Paige.
On. Got one job.
Okay. I gotta get with it.
What's his name again?
His name is Alex.
Alex, okay. Hey, comma, Alex, exclamation.
Okay.
It's Paige.
Period. Okay, great.
Hope you don't mind, comma, I got your number from blank, whoever you got the number from.
Carrie. Okay, hold on.
Trying to decide if I'm going to the reunion this weekend, period, was wondering who all was going. Will you be there, question mark?
There you go.
I like it. We good that? Send it.
No emojis?
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay, great.
This is like a information seeking, right? Because then he can be like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And then we can go in with our game plan of pregame drinks.
With your wife, question mark?
Yeah. Well, he could be like, I'm going to be out of town with my girlfriend or something. Like, this is an opportunity for him to establish as well, like, his place in life. And then if that's the case, it's so easy without any skin off our nose just to be like, oh, going to miss you. Have a great time. And then bow out without being embarrassed. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, too.
He responded.
Who it is?
Paige who?
He said, yep, period, I'll be there, period.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. I don't either.
I don't like it.
He didn't even say hey back.
Right?
It's a little cold.
No.
Okay, so now we have to match energy.
Oh, God.
Say okay.
Okay, period. And see you there. Okay.
Yeah. Then
he won't respond back to that.
Okay. Low energy.
Yeah, how about I say, I feel like I need a little liquid courage before I go. Would you like to grab a drink beforehand?
Should I say, want to grab a drink and catch up beforehand?
Like it was more casual.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like catching up makes it more intimate. Like there's more to it than just grabbing. Like, I just want to grab a drink to, like, get drunk before we go.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I like ketchup.
Okay.
But I would spell it ketchup.
What if we?
I knew a ketchup joke was coming.
Just the emoji.
What if we pivot and say, want to grab a drink beforehand and pregame? Or want to pregame beforehand?
I like pregame because it kind of sounds like, ooh, I'm cool, party girl, instead of like, I've had a crush on you for 10 years. Let's meet up finally.
I like pregame too.
Yeah, okay. So you want to grab a drink beforehand and pregame, question mark?
There you go.
Boom.
I mean, yeah, I don't know that beforehand.
I feel like
isn't it? It's like a double.
It's redundant, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It sounds redundant.
Yeah, pregame.
Just pregame. Yeah.
Okay, question mark.
Okay, send.
Send. I would need to pregame the pregame if I was going out with my high school crush. Don't get hammered.
I don't like that she felt like there was a little something spark, right? And when she saw him, and then his reaction to this text was so lukewarm.
Well, he is a newly divorced man. So maybe he's not in the best space.
I
would have written back like something like, oh, you know, like, what a nice surprise or something.
Something. Maybe he's like the blunt type of person. Paige, is his personality kind of dry?
Not especially.
Yeah, I'm
like, he has an interesting sense of humor that, like, I don't know if he just assumes I'll read it in his voice. Oh, okay, Alex says, a smaller group of us are getting together before. You want to join?
Damn.
Okay.
There you go.
That sounds great.
Sure, exclamation. Does that sound like just enough interest, not too interested? Because I want to match energy because his first text blew.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Sure.
Sure is good.
Sure.
Do you want an exclamation?
No exclamation point.
Because I do I don't, because I feel like sure, period, sounds like, ugh, okay.
That's true, because we don't want to seem disappointed that he asked us. Okay, so sure, yeah. Exclamation point.
Okay. And send it?
Yeah.
You're not asking for a time or a place?
Yeah. I feel like he would follow up with that.
Yeah, find him.
We'll make him work just a little bit.
If you had a girlfriend, would your response be a little more dry like that?
Absolutely.
Then rather than overly welcoming? Yeah.
Mine would.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm inviting you, but it's not for me. It's for us. Like, you're going to hang out with all of us, but this isn't a one-on-one.
Well, I'm wondering if that's why his, like, maybe there was a spark, like, between them, but maybe the vibe is off because he has a new girlfriend, so he's not trying to be like, hey, so great to see you. Let's hang out. Let's bang.
She'll find that out this weekend. At least she's going to be in the game. Mm-hmm. She's going to be in the stadium.
I can't believe.
Or maybe he's feeling down because his wife left. I don't know. And he feels, I don't know. Okay. He says, cool, period. Let me find out the decided time and place, and I'll get you the info,
There you go.
Nice.
All right.
So then I think I would follow up with him, like, in 6 minutes. I'm just kidding. Follow up with him.
Just respond back right now. Say, sounds good.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, sounds good. Maybe with a smiley face.
That way you don't seem desperate. Yeah,
sounds good, smiley face.
Forward. I shouldn't say, like,
no.
Forward.
No. Just, less is more.
All right. So just...
Sounds good.
Good smiley.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't use the one with the extra teeth.
No. Either.
Just the regular smile.
Where you're cheesing.
Just a soft smile. So closed mouth smile. There you go.
Closed mouth smile.
No
Got
teeth.
It.
All right. So send that and then let's.
Should I also do a thumbs up or no?
No. Less is more, Paige.
Dial it back, Paige.
Sounds good. Smile. Send.
And Paige, if you sent sounds good with a thumbs up, you know how he's going to read that? Sounds good.
Like, what a goober. Yeah.
So well, that's kind of how I sound. So.
No. You just need a little Advil sold, a cold and sinus right now.
Did you send it?
I did, yeah. I better be feeling better by this weekend. That's all what right. I have to say.
So, side note here. Let's give her a little guidance on if she doesn't hear back from him, does she reach back before the weekend and say, hey, do you have those deets, or she just let it?
No.
Okay.
So, because his response was less than enthusiastic, I do not see any issue with the day of the reunion, okay? The day of the reunion, earlier that day, if you hadn't heard anything, hit him up and be like, got that time and place yet, ?
Yep.
And that's it.
Boom. That's it, Paige. No emoji. You hear?
Hold on. It's the timing is really important here. Not before that. What Kristen is telling you is the day of the reunion.
The day of the reunion. And not like first thing when you wake up. So like around noon, hit him up and be like, got that time and place yet, ? And that should be the only communication if he has not responded to you.
You're being easy breezy and you're being kind of coy. It doesn't even matter. You're just getting details. That's your character, okay?
Just, oh, hey, did you get that info?
Got that time and place yet, ?
Open your notes app, Paige, and write this down. I'm not kidding. Then all you do is copy paste. Kristen?
Okay.
Got that time and place yet, ?
That's it.
Thumbs up emoji.
No, Abby!
Don't do the emoji. Delete it. Eggplant, water squirt, water squirt.
No emoji, ?
Got
not even a full...
Nothing else.
Paige!
Got that time and place yet, ?
Time and place yet, ?
We're not even doing like a proper sentence. We're keeping it very cash.
Girl,
yes.
The emojis can come after you get married, okay?
Okay.
All right, so repeat back to us the game plan for this weekend.
Okay, so day of, if I haven't heard anything back, around noon, I will text, got that time and place yet, ?
Are we all okay with that?
Bam.
Yep.
Okay.
Boom.
Done. Do not vary from the script, all right? Do not ad lib. Do not add emojis. That is it, okay?
So what if...
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right. No.
Wait.
Just a question.
What if he texts back the time and place? Do I text anything between then and
you know what?
There?
Know what, Paige? Don't. And make it be a mystery whether or not you're going to show up.
Yep. 100%.
I mean, what about just see you there? Exclamation point. Because he was nice enough to invite her to the thing he planned.
Uh-uh. If he has not hit her back.
Both scenarios.
If he has not hit you back, the day of the reunion and it's noon and you have gotten no information and you have to reach out to him to get it, when he hits you back with that information, do not respond back.
Rude.
And it will be a mystery whether or not you show.
Rude.
No,
she
actually,
should say thank you. She should say thank you or I'll see you there, something.
You know what's rude? Like is that he had the information and he didn't send it to her already.
She is like nobody in his life right now.
And
nobody.
She needs to pretend like he's nobody in hers.
Okay.
I like to imagine it.
I'm being outgunned.
But hang on. So I agree with you. But if we take into consideration that his wife just bounced out of the country to get away from him, should we maybe be a little nice and not ghost him since she just ghosted him internationally?
You don't even know that. You don't know that he got ghosted.
She moved out of the country.
So what?
Come on. What? I feel like he's used to people abandoning him.
Well, she clearly murdered someone and is on the run.
We're going to compromise. You can thumbs up the text that you got it.
Oh, I like that. That's
because you seem a little like emoji hungry.
However,
Kristen is giving you this kind of flexibility.
You're not sending the emoji.
Not the emoji. Okay, just like it.
You're just
not even like a beer emoji.
No.
Oh, okay.
What is with you in these emojis?
Listen.
I don't know.
Okay, listen, Paige, personally, I don't think you should do anything, all right? If we're going to compromise, just like the text to let him know you received it.
Send him a picture of your boobs and get it over with.
naked attraction.
let us lay it out for you. Emoji are really cute.
A picture is worth 1,000 words. Might as well.
Yeah, we need less words, Paige.
The emoji are cute, but that is not matching his energy, which Kristen had pointed out. He is very low energy, so match it so that you're not too much in the beginning.
Look, you have your game plan. Execute our game plan, and we will talk to you on Monday, okay?
You got this.
Okey-doke.
All right.
Okey-doke.
She is a goober.
Thumbs up.
Love you, babe.
See ya.
I'm a goober.
Lord, she's going to hack that.
Okey-doke.
Get it. The Burt Show.